morning. Today is Monday, September the 24th. Joining us this morning from Security National, Mr. Callison.
Good morning.
Yeah, right. And you brought along a buddy again this morning, huh?
I did. We have Kenny Carswell working for us now. He's been with us about a year. We're glad to have him.
Now, I got to ask, any relation to Roy?
Yeah, it's my dad.
Yeah. Man, I feel so bad for you.
That's all right. I've survived.
Yeah, you've overcome so far, huh?
That seems to be a very common question.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can find something. Why do they say that? Blarney. Why are soft words and sweet words called Blarney?
Wow. I'm going to go to Kenny on that one.
Well, I know they used to kiss the Blarney Stone.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe.
That's in there.
Something to do with that.
All right. Well, you beat the old guy. low bar, I realize, but okay, we're going with it. In the castle of the little village of Blarney, near Cork, there's an inscribed stone in a position that is difficult of access. And there's a popular saying that anyone who kisses the Blarney Stone will ever after possess a cajoling tongue. There is, too, a legend regarding the first to ply this art. In the year 1602, Cormac McCarthy found he could no longer hold the castle of Blarney against the British and was forced to conclude and settle in an armistice by which he agreed to surrender the fort. But though the British, emissary, Carew, received from McCarthy many soft words and sweet promises, and he never got the castle. So I guess it's yes. Gift of gab might be an easier way to say it, but Blarney Stone or BS Stone probably wasn't one people would want to kiss.
After listening to that definition, I had no chance.
Yeah. The BS Stone.
The
BS pile. Probably would never get kissed, so we'll just kind of leave it there.
Sounds good.
Always dangerous to have three locals all together in the same booth. I had a fella in town last week, and they asked, geez, what's all this stuff going on Humboldt Bay? We came across on the bridges, and somebody was loading up on Snyder's dock. Your guys' side, there was activity going on. It was middle of the day, so you could kind of see stuff. It wasn't like a glow. What's going on around the bay these days?
Well, I know we had, in the last couple of weeks, we had the tuna fleet off the shore. I do know that one was had a mechanical problem, so they brought in. But I think that one ended up over on the Schneider dock. I know that we're having, you know, some soundings done and things, you know, finding out what our depths are.
How critical is that, Tim?
It's actually very critical for commerce or ships to come in here. You know, don't hold me to this, but I'm plus or minus a foot or two on the depths. But I believe our channel, or excuse me, let me be clear. The entrance is, I believe, down to 40 or 42 feet. But our channel through the bay is only at 38 feet for a draft. And so a lot of these boats, it handles a fair amount, but if you try and get anything larger, they need a larger draft.
So when you guys are looking at potential uses or development out on the spit, how much of that is a factor or a restriction for the types of jobs, types of businesses, types of relocations, types of development that might be out there?
You know, if we're looking at products being shipped, it's very important, because if you look at some of these bulk containers, if you would, they can bring in, and this might get a little above, but you've got a Handy, and then you've got a Super Maxi, and you've got all these different categories on which they categorize these bulk ships. And, you know, you're looking at one that only requires a 38-foot draft. You go out in high tide or come in on a high tide, and they're fine. But then as soon as you get to the Super, you know, they're looking for a 42, 41-foot draft. Well, our channel isn't that deep, and even with the high tide, the tolerances get real tight. So They're looking at it as profitability. You know, the more you can haul out in a single load, you know,
it's kind of like a train.
Exactly.
In that regard.
So yeah, it's very important.
Now I know that the the feds are involved with determining what the depths are and the maintaining and some of the contracting and stuff like that. Is it possible for Humble Bay to have a deeper channel? Or is that something that's limited by the environmental regulations that are currently being adhered to? And
That's a little out of my wheelhouse as far as giving you a real answer. My understanding is we could go deeper. That's my understanding.
May not be financially feasible, but right. It would be possible to have that done.
Yeah. I believe as our bay evolves, that's probably what will have to happen. Our channel will probably have to go deeper.
What would that mean for the area? Just bigger boats could come in, or is there a whole tier of development that could be associated with being able to accept that size craft?
The thing that is you start opening up all the what ifs. Okay, East West Railroad coming in. Okay, if that comes in, we're starting to look at container ships. There's all sorts of, you know, it depends on, you know, which finger you want to run down. But I believe for this bay to evolve and that at some point in time you'll see that channel probably deeper, just knowing what I know. But you know what? This is where I'm gonna say, hey, you know, you need to get Tim Petruccia on here because that guy.
Yeah, bring him in next time instead of Mr. Carswell. It's 8:19. Oh.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Kenny Carswell and Tim Callison from Security National. Guys, as you look at the area, you know, it's been a relatively nice year for those on the coast. It's been a rough year for those 20 miles inland or further, or the folks down south. What do you see? What's got you excited about the next 6 months? Either projects that you're familiar with, momentum that's going on, inertia. What has you excited about the hometown?
You want to take that?
Well, you know, we got some really good meetings that we've been having with some people at the city, just talking about some ideas that we have as far as development opportunities. Those all seem to be really positive talks. We seem to be on the same page as far as what we're both looking to do. Being very workable in that aspect. So just kind of moving forward with that, that's what I'm most excited about.
In the past, had there been hurdles or a lack of interest, or is there just recognition that these particular projects are areas that are of interest?
I would just give more recognition to right now. It feels really positive. I mean, I can only speak to the last, I don't know, just short of year and a half of what I've been doing, and it's always been a positive conversation. So I'm just excited to see where that leads and continue working with them.
Tim, what about for you? Do you have an overall sense?
Yeah, we've, as far as Security National and some of our properties that we have, we're hoping to see some movement possibly on that, I call it the eastern piece. It's the 2 acres across from the Vista Del Mar part of the Balloon Track. So it's the furthest eastern piece there.
By Commercial Street.
That's exactly it. Yep. It's divided by Commercial. We're hoping that will be our first footprint. Obviously we're talking with the railroad, Caltrans, all the entities, and we're hoping to see something.
Is in the past the rail has been a challenge, I guess would be the simplest way to think of it.
Yes.
Just a challenge. Mm-hmm. Is that challenge becoming easier, or is there something else at work?
You know, I couldn't give you an honest answer right now. We feel it's becoming easier. We're working together is probably the best way to put it. We still might not be there yet, but we're working together.
Now, there's still a right-of-way associated with that line. Does that go away, or does that remain in whatever the projects are, whatever the developments are, make accommodations for that?
It really all depends. The federal railways are always, you know, they're permanent, if you would. If the system completely gets abandoned, then all easements return to their owners. So,
and this part of the discussion with the NCRA and the rails to trails and the ranchers and the guys like that is if this thing does get pulled back, easements disappear. Mm-hmm. What happens to this trail that some are pushing?
Well, the trail, as far as actually Rob and the city have been in partnership with that. That's why you have the waterfront trail, which Rob Barkley, allowed, you know, the trail to go along
the side there of the property.
And so that was, you know, that was a commitment that was made, you know, a while back, which, you know, in working down there and being on those pieces of property and seeing the amount of people that actually use that, gives us hope. You know, as far as, because those people would not have normally been down there. So you're seeing people jog, you're seeing people use their bikes, you're seeing people with their families. Now, there's also the negative side of what we're seeing, some, you know, that you see, but, you know, that's, I think, it's more positive than it is negative.
Well, you get more regular folks.
Yep.
You know, you still may have some of the irregular folks, but the percentages change significantly.
Yes, that is.
And it's a beautiful trail. I mean, I've personally ridden it on a bicycle probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 times in the last couple of weeks, and it's awesome.
Didn't get lost?
A lot of families out there didn't get lost. It was just great, especially with this weather.
Cheap entertainment.
Yeah. No, I was more concerned about the breadcrumbs.
Don't follow the breadcrumbs.
Are you guys just as positive about the Spit and that side of the bay as far as future development as you are about the balloon track and some of the stuff on the Eureka side?
Yeah, that's I would say the Spit is, you know, that's where the future of our next, you know, basically industrial area. You know, when you start seeing Eureka, I think that anything new that comes in industry-wise will end up out on the Spit somewhere.
Because NIMBY doesn't exist out there, or because of the historical inertia that the pulp mills provided?
Well, I also number one, you have infrastructure out there, but the other side is, the zoning, it's easier to deal with. It's, in Eureka, kind of all the old industrial sites are being converted over into more public-friendly use. So your industrial area on the city side is shrinking, where the other side is, still available.
The balloon track proper, is it going to be divided in segments and developed in segments or in phases? Because I know initially at one point it was a big footprint and boom, there it was going to be and everybody was excited. I guess you have a chance to think about it during the break.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit DecadeOfDifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Kenny Carswell and Tim Callison from Security National. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, and American Ag Credit. So, Tim, before the break, you'd asked about some of the different challenges, some of the projects potentially out on the North Spit, where you guys have got a big chunk of property that's there. I would think, as you said, that that's going to be the area where things get developed. If there's any industrial, light industrial, manufacturing, it's going to be there because a myriad of reasons. Do you people knock on the door on a regular basis, or is this still an outreach at this point?
We market it, but we also get some good calls. People interested. Usually it's not to specifically one industry.
Well, how does that go? Let's say you get a call from Bob.
First thing, what happens? Bob, that sounds great. How are you going to get your product out of the county? Because we have, you know, three roads out of here. Usually two of them are closed. You know, are you trucking it?
If not, all right.
So, you know, you have to make sure that they understand our shipping, right, or their exit strategy out of the county, or how to disperse their product. We are almost 4 days closer to the Asian coast over there than San Diego. So transportation-wise, we're very attractive. We have a lot of things going for our port here. Logistically-wise, we're just missing a few key components of it.
Are they surmountable?
Well, I think some of them have come to light. You know, you have the group that's talking about the railroad. If that could ever happen, you bet that would benefit our community. We're looking at, we've got the wind generation project that's being thrown around here. If that happens, that's going to be, not only jobs and that's going to help our infrastructure. And
now, is that the offshore one or the one out?
The offshore Southwest. One is the one I'm more familiar with,
okay,
because they're talking,
assembly sites
assembly
and things like that. Yeah.
So, that's the one. I'm not.
Is that in question? Because it seems like that's got a fair amount of support from a lot of, well, I guess we call them disparate political groups in the area that are really thinking that might be the. Here's a 40s phrase, cat's meow.
Well, it's you never want to count whatever that saying is until it's in your hand. You know what I mean?
A bird?
A bird.
Or an egg.
Yeah, okay, whatever you want to go. I believe that it's, until it gets a little closer, I don't know if I'd completely hang my hat on it. But, seems to be moving in the right direction.
The fact that there's so much water potential out there with what the pulp mills used to have.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised that it hasn't been attracting more people? Because I would think, particularly in California these days, that water, if your manufacturing process required water, mm-hmm, that this would be a huge, huge thing that would be attracting people. Just with the lack of, it would seem like perhaps not.
If we had a fully functioning harbor, we had ways to get product out, I think you would answer your question. Without those functions, and this is honestly, I feel that our biggest industrial bottleneck, if you would, is our transportation out of here.
Not going to change too terribly much, even if the train comes through. I mean, that's going to alleviate a lot of pressure, but there's going to be the potential, and there's still going to be a lot of folks, I would suspect, that would be interested in barging or mm-hmm, or driving, depending on what they're selling. If if I'm doing some kind of a small item, jewelry, let's say, because we seem to have I'm not going to take a train car full of jewelry to get out of here. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. So those types of opportunities or niches really don't get affected by that kind of thing. You're thinking really of larger scale.
But they're not looking, you know, they're not the ones that are calling that need the water based, you know, for their business. You know, we've been behind the Redwood Curtain for, a long time.
But trees used to help us.
Now
that they're neutral in many respects, it's kind of tough. I told Kenny I wasn't going to talk about tariffs, but, you know, here it comes.
No boy.
With the proposals that are being made and the Chinese response to that, does that make it less likely to have port development here? Or does that four-day window now become even more critical because you won't have those additional expenses and that might help to counter some of those increased tariffs?
I believe it's, it would probably make it us a lot more attractive. But again, got to kind of wait to see how this will shake out. You know, there's a lot of things that...
You're not going to start building infrastructure anticipating until
later
on. Yeah. All right. Just didn't know if we were on the cusp of a good news story there. KIS News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Kenny Carswell and Tim Callison. Guys, what do you see for the next, if we could get out of the day-to-day and look at, next 18 months? Would it be a 10 on a 10 scale, a 1 on a 1 scale, 10 being positive? What number would you give it? What's your level of enthusiasm, of optimism for the next 18 months in the area?
Well, I think the plan that's been set out for Rob, is very positive and very, very exciting. There's some fun projects coming, but, there's a lot of hard work and whatnot ahead of us to get that done.
Would anybody notice anything different? You talked about that. The one arm of the balloon track, actually like something going on there? Other than ambulances?
Yeah, right.
And fire trucks? Yeah, okay.
We, next November, a year from this November, we're hoping to have some visible movement on that, that piece.
Dirt being moved around, saws
being
and
moved,
hammers
maybe
stuff?
Some saws, some hammers, but there's a lot of wood to cut between now and then. So, but... We're optimistic, and that's what we're hired to do.
How about for you, Kenny? Where would you put it?
I'm way up there. I'd say 10 for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just excited. I mean, you can't come into these things, I don't think, looking at it negative. You got to be positive. It's a lot of work, but it's the goal at the end. I look forward to that. That potential thing that we have going out on the peninsula. That's the thing I'm most excited about. In that time frame, we'll have a lot better bearing on where that stands. So
far, we've talked around Humboldt Bay. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other property in Humboldt County other than around the bay.
Yeah.
Do you guys sense the same level or have the same level of optimism for southern Humboldt, for the Eel River Valley, for northern Humboldt, as you do around the bay itself?
I think there's a lot of things being sorted out around this county, each having their own specific issues. But if you're not positive and you're not pushing for a positive outcome, it doesn't leave you a future that you really want to look at. So
there's not a warm and fuzzy.
No,
with staying static. Yeah.
this place can turn around. You know, you grew up here. I've grown up. Kenny's. We've all grown up here. This is.
He's great. Trying to grow up still.
Yeah, you know,
working on it.
These kids.
Look,
yeah,
we've all gotten older here. But the point is that, you know what? There's a reason we live here. You know, if you love the hunting, fishing, backpacking, skiing, it's all within 2 hours from here. And you get to, we have the clean air, we have the, you know, we live in the middle of the Redwoods, we're on the ocean. This place
killer.
Has so many positives.
So you set it up, knowing full well we only had 30 seconds left. So why are the people not visiting and trying to make a way to have their business here rather than trying to see if it can?
I think that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Oh, fine. Then he answers my question with a question, Turkey. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you,
See everybody tomorrow morning.